Stephanie Mitchin grew up in a small town and knew everyone. She had a great family, and church was a normal part of life. Her dream was to marry and have children someday. When she was 19, she married. 10 months later, her dream turned into a nightmare.
The first marriage, was to a guy that was verbally abusive. He was an alcoholic. It was the hardest thing that I did at that time, you know, to walk away because I didn't think God wanted me to be abused. And I got over that, and then I got married again, you know, complete rebound. I ended up getting divorced twice by the time I was 22. I felt like damaged goods almost.
Stephanie felt her only hope was to keep looking for love. She tried again and thought she had finally found the man she was looking for. A year and a half into the relationship, she found out he was living a lie. He had a wife in a different state.
It was really devastating. And by that time, I was so numb that I just thought, you know what? That's fine. I was almost like, it almost didn't even hurt.
She moved to a large city and discovered what she thought was missing, the single scene. Her roommate introduced her to clubbing, and they started going out every night of the week.
And that's when I just drowned myself in partying and alcohol. And, you know, I did a lot of dating. I did a lot of drinking for years, probably 6 years or so. That's all I did because I didn't know what else to do. And I thought I was having a great time. I was having fun. And I'd even started fooling myself into believing that, hey, you know, it's 2000-something. This is okay. Those rules in the Bible don't apply to today. And, you know, I just can't follow that. That's just too hard, and God understands.
She became an alcoholic.
I didn't realize that I had such a problem with alcohol until I tried to lay it down. Because I call it socializing, which a lot of people do. It's a social drink. I didn't know what a social drink was. You know, you go to dinner and I'd have wine, a glass of wine, two glasses, a bottle, and then let's go out and let's just get drunk. You know, is basically what the premise was. I tried to go out and not drink. You know, I would try those nights. Well, I'm not going to drink much tonight because I have to work tomorrow. And I couldn't.
She got scared. She went to see her parents because she knew something had to change.
I was so lost. And, having had that relationship with God so early, and, you know, having a mother that just prayed constantly for me, I knew deep down what I was missing. I knew that I had shut God out of my life, but I thought there must be something else out there.
When she got home, an old party friend invited her to the very place she had been avoiding, church.
And I felt the presence of God there, and the message was so true, like the preaching was just amazing. And that's when I walked away that night and I thought, I got to do this. I've got to change my life.
She returned home with a lot to think about.
And I remember sitting here on my couch and I remember looking around my living room and it hitting me that, God, I've got this house. I've got all this stuff. And I don't even remember. It was like my whole life that since I've lived in Virginia Beach was a blur because I'd been mostly intoxicated the whole time. But I just remember thinking, I have so much to be grateful for and I've wasted it. And that's when I said, I'm going to walk away. I need your help, God. I am ready to lay alcohol down. God completely delivered me from that moment on. Everything, it's breath. Without God, I'm dead. I'm so passionate about serving Him. Because I will never be able to repay God for what He's done in my life.
Stephanie's entire life changed that day. She quit going to her favorite clubs, and the daily temptation for alcohol was gone.
Since that time, I've continued to grow and grow and grow, and I've done nothing but try to put him in my life in every way. When I truly invited Jesus into my heart again, and I said, God, I'm going to do it right this time, that's when I was full. There was a joy that nothing on this earth could ever give me. It was just a fullness. You know, I was finally happy. I didn't need things. I didn't need materials. And I knew it was going to be okay. There was peace there.